Christmas has come and gone, and I bet there are children and maybe even adults who got a gift that they really wanted, and by now, just a few weeks after the holiday, are tired of it. What about the gift that our parish gave you? Now, I'm not just talking about beautiful masses for the holy days, but something we gave that was meant to grow your faith and enrich your soul. It is a tiny little book called Holy Moments that a generous parishioner helped pay for. I want to encourage you to read it if you have not already. There are extra copies on the table in the narthex, but don't just read it for the content. It is a guide for life, in a sense, to put into practice the gospel. And the gospel for this second Sunday in Ordinary Time once again brings us John the Baptist. And he said, as Deacon Bill just proclaimed, "The reason why I came baptizing with water was that he," referring to Jesus, "might be made known." God gave us the gift of his son, Jesus. Jesus, in turn, gave us the gift of the sacrament of baptism. So that means that God's life is flowing through us. And in a way similar to John the Baptist, we are to make Jesus known to the world, not necessarily by an explicit saying of his name, but by what he taught us to do. Who are you making known by your thoughts, words, and actions? We all make known someone or something that is of value by what we do and say. When you do something selfless, unselfish for a member of your family or a coworker, for example, you're making God's love known to him or her, whether it's said or not. When you curse, however, you are making profanity and crudeness known to the world. These are a couple of examples from the book. Christmas, as we know, is the celebration of God's word made visible, God coming to us in the flesh. And the great St. Augustine once wrote that we also have the ability to make the invisible God visible. And that's exactly what holy moments do, according to the author. They make the visible God visible to the world by the action, and that even has a ripple effect. God is always ready to collaborate us, if we are willing to collaborate with God. The blueprint for creating holy moments is simple. Number one, open yourself up to God. Like we sang in the psalm today, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." That is the openness, the attitude of desiring to collaborate with God. And secondly, we have to set aside our own interests and desires often so that we can focus on what is God's will. And third, we have to pray and believe that even if there is a little nudging within us to take a step, maybe even a risky step, to trust that God is calling me to do that. And that is what he calls a holy moment, and that we are capable of doing wonderful things. They're very simple. So we take one holy moment at a time. And at this point, I'd like to share one little story from the book that touched me and inspires me to think of ways to doing something similar. Lillian Lopez thought she was going to lose her mind over her teenage daughter because she had quite an attitude and a bad behavior. She had prayed for months asking God to do something. But as it turned out, God wanted Lillian to do something. The following Sunday morning, she awakened her daughter at 7 a.m. saying, "Get yourself ready. We're leaving in 20 minutes." As you can imagine, the daughter did not receive that very well from her mom. And she yelled back, "Where are we going?" And Lillian responded, "I'll tell you on the way." Earlier in the week, Lillian had bought two leather-bound journals. They weren't expensive, but money was tight for the family, so they did not come without mom's sacrifice. Lillian took her daughter to their favorite breakfast spot, and after they had ordered, she shoved one of the journals across the table, and her daughter asked, "What's this?" And Lillian responded, "This is the book of your life, a place to write your hopes and dreams, a place to plan, and somewhere to doodle when doodling best helps you think about your future." Her daughter's eyes began to fill with tears. That was a holy moment. So Lillian asked her daughter, "What are your dreams?" And they talked for almost 2 hours about her daughter's hopes and dreams for her life. And she began to write about them in the gift of the journal. And then Lillian's daughter noticed the second journal and asked, "What is that other journal about?" And her mother responded, "That is my book of life. It's time for me to start dreaming again." Another holy moment. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah has God telling the prophet that he is to do God's will, and when he does so, God will make his glory known by the prophet's obedience. These aren't just words in the Bible or scripture stories to teach us. Scripture is the true presence of God and comes alive on this earth through our union with the Word of God. Holy moments will draw out our soul's potential. They will show us what is possible when we collaborate with God, including the incredible good that we are capable of unleashing into the world. Holiness has always been the solution to the problems facing the church and the world. Unholiness, or sin, has always been the root of the problem. So we can begin again, in a sense, to put into practice holy moments and watch the ripple effect transform the entire world with divine grace.